You guys want to work late tomorrow, don't you? Feel today with the picks we were able to make that we got our football team better. In the second round, when Kendricks fell to us, we had a lot of activity on teams trying to trade up. We felt that he was the most instinctive linebacker in this draft. As we talk through with our coaches, we feel he can play Will or Mike. He's very good in coverage. He's very instinctive against the run. He's not overly big as far as size, but he's still over 6 foot and about 235 pounds, ran well, and plays very heavy-handed to shed and get off blocks and really locate the ball. He has great range from sideline to sideline. He has the athletic skill set to be a three-down backer, and we were kind of surprised that he fell to us where we were at. So, and he says he can help Anthony Barr line up, is what he told us at the combine. They said they had the AB role when he was there, and I said, you can tell the media about that. In the third round, we got a little active. We were able to we actually tried to trade up at one point. That didn't go through. Then we decided to move back down, and we think we moved back down twice to try to accumulate a lot of picks for tomorrow. So we got a full boatload of picks going into the third day. Looking at our draft board, as you see it unfold, we feel there's a lot of depth through that. And one of the reasons why we did that was because there's so much depth, and feel that we're going to be able to get some very good football players tomorrow to help this football team as well. Mr. Hunter from LSU, actually saw him at the combine. We met with him at the combine. Myself and George Edwards went down and worked him out at LSU on LSU's pro day. He's a physical specimen. He's 6'5 and change. He weighed 252. We measured his arms at 35 and a half. You know, I think he had a 10-10 broad jump, which is extremely unique for his size and his position. I think he was a 36 and a half vertical jump. Plays extremely hard. He's raw. He's a project I know that we're going to have to work with. I think if you look through his high school background, I think he only played 2 years of high school football and 3 years of college. So there's tremendous upside with this kid. Knowing Coach Zimmer, George Edwards, and Andre Patterson, and what they do with these type of physical specimens and how they develop these kids, we feel that he has a tremendous upside to grow as a football player. And it's another guy that I know Coach Zimmer loves to work with, athletic guys that have length. And, you know, character-wise, he was A-plus off the chart when we sat there and talked with him. I know he's a Jamaican descent. And when you go down there and talk to the LSU coaches about him, they have nothing but great things to say about him as a person. So heading in tomorrow, I wish I could tell you how many picks we have. You guys could probably tell me, but I know we got a pretty good amount where we can move up and down now. We feel there's some very good depth, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So we may look to address some of those needs. But if we're always going to stick to our board and we can continue to add good football players regardless of position, we will definitely do that. Questions?
You look at the first three picks here, they're all defenses. Was that kind of the focus?
It was not the focus at all. The focus is getting the best football player. And I think the first two picks, we were able to definitely fill needs and get the best football player available. I think the third pick, we picked a kid that we wanted to add another pass rusher at some point in this draft. And just the unique physical traits and the unique mental makeup that this kid has, he's a great project to work with. And I know we're excited to get him up here and get him going. So it has nothing to do, you know, with offense, defense. I really believe in trying to follow your board, and as guys come, you know, go ahead and pick them.
You look at him as a linebacker spot's been a bit of a revolving door for the Vikings in recent years. Do you think Kendricks is the type of guy that could maybe end up as the long-term type guy?
We know he's a great football player. There's no question about that. And where he fits in this scheme, I know it's at our coaches' field that he can play Mike or Will. He'll carve his niche out, as all these young guys do, once they get in here and get going, and the coaches will figure out what's the best fit for them. You know, right now we're just trying to collect as many talented football players as we possibly can.
Did you look at Hunter as a defensive end, or is he one of those tweener guys you talked about?
We looked at him as a defensive end, and then when you watch his workout at the combine and you watch his workout at the pro day, he is an incredible athlete when we put him through drops and coverage. So he is, I don't want to call, he is an Anthony Barr type athlete, maybe not as fluid, but has the ability to do a lot of different things depending on how he develops and where our coaches see him.
Kendrick said he didn't hear from you much after the combine. Was he a priority early, and had you heard enough from him at the combine to know you wanted to take him?
We felt, you know, we had all A pluses coming out of the school call by our college scouts. We spent time with him and met with him as one of our top 60 interviews at the combine. Spending the 15 minutes with him, and there was no off-field issues we had to address, no character issues. After he talked the first 5 minutes about football, there was definitely no intelligence issues. So he was one of those guys that we had a pretty good feel for right off the bat that we didn't think we had to do any more work after that.
Rick, is Kendrick's the only guy you would have sat there for? I mean, you're very active after him.
But yeah, once Kendrick's fell, as I said, we had a lot of activity, and I had a lot of texts on we're good. We'll stay here and take that player.
From a national consensus, there's a few other linebackers ranked close to Kendrick, Paul Dawson, Denzel Perriman. What was it about Kendrick that kind of separated himself for you guys?
I think, you know, just watching how he played the game, his instincts, his ability to be a three-down linebacker, his ability to play multiple positions, his character and background that we felt very comfortable with, and his intelligence. And I know Coach Zimmer stresses, you know, we want to have smart, tough, passionate football players, and he fit every one of those boxes.
The fact that he was a college teammate of Barr helped make the decision, or is that just kind of
no? Because he probably had some college teammates that we wouldn't have taken. But we look at it on an individual basis and judge them purely as a football player and how he can help our organization.
Anthony said that you guys didn't talk to him about Kendricks. Was that just because you felt comfortable?
He tweets too much. I mean, you know how I am about Twitter. Well, guys that we like, we can just kind of, all right, we're good. We're not going to mention his name anymore.
Rick, he had an ankle injury or something at the end of the year. Did you have any concerns about health-wise?
A lot of guys, as you see, and some guys you may see floating on a board still that you're saying, why are they still there? And you know, it could be a character concern. It could be a medical concern, you know. But we had no issues with him from a medical standpoint. Our doctors and Eric Sugarman, our trainer, felt he was fine.
Are you comfortable that you'd be able to find some reinforcements on the offensive line tomorrow?
Yeah, well, you know, we're not going to force it if it's not there, but I think there's some depth there that we can add. But I don't want to, you know, we do have some good young talent, you know, on our offensive line right now, and some guys that I'm anxious to see how they've progressed. You know, if there's an offensive lineman or two that we can potentially add, there are some guys that we have targeted at certain points in the draft, and we'll look to address it if it presents itself. But we're not going to force the issue. We're not going to reach. We're going to continue to take the best football players.
Rick, I think Hunter only had a sack and a half last year. Is he still kind of trying to refine his game in terms of?
I think when you watch him, there's no question about the effort. The biggest, you know, thing that he has to work on is just the way he rushes a passer. He is relies a lot on his length and speed. Is he polished with the technique and moves yet? No, but I know what Andre Patterson did last year with Sharif Floyd, what he did with Everson, he has a pretty good pedigree, and even when he was here in the past, of taking guys like this and making them pretty productive players.
How much extra time did you have to invest into Hunter, knowing he was so raw coming out like that?
You know, that's why we went down and watched him personally work out. We spent time with him at the combine. We spent time with him at our interviews at the combine that night. Very serious kid, very focused, and very passionate about wanting to be good. And then, you know, spending the time down there with him at the LSU Pro Day, watching his ability to move. And a lot of times we're in the draft room. When we're talking about players, we talk about potential. And does this guy have potential and the athletic traits that the coaches want to work with? And I can't tell you how much confidence I have in Coach Zimmer and his coaching staff to develop young guys and get the best out of them. You can't find his unique traits that he has. Now, can we go ahead and get him polished up from a technique standpoint? I think he's only played, if I'm not mistaken, 5 years of football. So he's a real, raw young kid with tremendous upside.
How much do you value the versatility that you've been able to get in these two picks here and being able to have so many flexible pieces on defense?
Yeah, anytime you can get guys that maybe or potentially can play multiple positions or do multiple things with, it just gives coaches, as I say, that many more tools to work with and that many more opportunities to tweak things within the scheme. So, Coach Zim and the staff are great at identifying strengths of each player and then trying to adjust the scheme according to what these guys can and can't do.
What are you guys valuing in that, though, especially in that front seven, when you're going through all these draft prospects and seeing what
some we value it very highly.
Rick, is he so raw that you're thinking that he might not even be able to help in the rotation this year, or are you looking?
I don't know. We're definitely, planning on all these guys coming in and competing to what we currently have on the roster, what we finish up with tomorrow, what we sign in college free agency. And our job right now is to get the best 90 football players on the roster. And then I think as our coaches get, we start, next week with our rookie mini camp, and we go through our OTAs and we have a whole training camp. One of the, thoughts behind playing in a Hall of Fame game was knowing that we have a very young team and giving these young players an opportunity to get one extra preseason game in to get more playing time to develop.
Compared to Scott Crichton last year, third rounder, is easy.
Two different styles of players. Hunter is a right end. With great length and has some flexibility to drop in coverage. The way Scott has worked, came into shape playing left end and also being able to potentially move inside and do some inside nickel rush. All that will be determined as our coaches put these guys through different scenarios and find out what their strengths are. So two different types of players, but built out of the same mold from a character standpoint and a passion standpoint for football.
Not really a consideration for left end.
Maybe. I mean, you just can't predict what's going to happen. All I know is, like I said, we're trying to gather the best football players we can, guys with a lot of potential and upside, and as we go through the process, all these guys that with their role and they carve out as rookies will be determined as we go forward.
Rick, is Norv doing okay after sitting up there for 2 days?
Yeah, Norv's been sitting up there in a draft room, and, he's doing fine.
Last two for Rick.
After playing through all the scenarios, was there anything specific that happened in the draft tonight that maybe you didn't expect?
Oh, I don't know if you go into a draft and not expect anything. I think, I thought it was pretty good that we were able to move down twice in the third round. We had Hunter pretty targeted in that third round at some point, and we felt pretty good about still being able to move down, accumulate picks, and still being able to land him. And you watch you put all this work into this draft, and just to see it unfold and what other teams are doing and what other teams are taking, it's fun to watch, and it's fun to say, boy, we were right on that, or boy, they must have saw something different than we saw. But everybody is, going to pick players, and they're going to pick players that they think best help their football team and best help their football team win, probably not only this year but in the future as well.
How hard did you try to move up, as you said, in that second round? And you don't have to name the player, but was there a specific guy?
No, I wouldn't say in the second round. I would say in the third round.
Third round, right, okay.
Yep.
Was there a specific I mean, you know, if the name was a specific guy you saw there or something.
Yeah, there was a specific player that we were looking at to potentially move up, you know. And, again, if the value's there, we'll do it. If I don't think the value's there, then we won't. Hey, what's the score in the Wild?
4-3.
We're down.
We're down one?
Yeah.
All right. No rally.